So last month on September 12, we spoke with Stacey Gomez, who is fighting a rent eviction cause and won it against her landlord, Marcus Ranjbar. We're here today with Stacey Gomez to get the latest updates and what's been happening with her case. Hi, Stacey. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I'm also joined by Nathan Wisnicki.
We are bringing you in, Stacey, to discuss the latest updates because we understand there has been some updates since the last time Sarah talked to you. Could you sum up the issue up till now for those who aren't aware of it?
Yes, for sure. So I've lived in my home, a small apartment in downtown Halifax, for almost 5 years now. And in December 2021, a new landlord, Marcus Ranjbar, purchased the property. And since that time, has taken a number of steps to try to get all of the tenants to leave.
This first started in March?
Yes. Well, I would say that so the landlord purchased the property in December and early on tried to get tenants to sign a shorter lease. Some of my neighbors did sign it because they didn't know that they could decline signing a new lease with a shorter term. So they presented everyone with a lease saying that they would leave by April. However, I declined to sign it. Then in March, when the ban on rent evictions ended, the landlord reached out to us to sign another document that would mean that we would voluntarily leave. This is the first step in a rent eviction process. And then a few months later, they actually, because I said no, they filed papers with the residential tenancy program to try to have me evicted. And there is a number of actions that have been taken by the landlord, including they demolished the front steps of the building without giving me any advance notice. And that meant that I lost my mail service. They demolished my deck also without letting me know and destroyed my garden. There have been actions taken. For example, at one point there was a worker of the landlord staying over at nighttime and watching and surveilling myself. And the landlord left a note on my door one day stating that if any harm came to me as a result of the work that they were doing, that he wouldn't be held liable, even if it was due to his negligence. They also cut the wires to my internet and entirely removed them. So I was without internet for almost 2 months. So these are some of the actions that have been taken. And I really have just been exercising my right as a tenant to challenge this rent eviction. I had a hearing at the Residential Tenancy Board where I raised some of these issues and also fought to stay in my home. So that's a summary of the situation.
Have you, now this is obviously, we'll get into it, but this is kind of precedent setting in terms of a lot of rent evictions, so-called, going in. Have you ever been subject to one of these before, or were you aware that, are these getting more prominent in Halifax that you were aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is my first time going through this experience, but I have heard from other tenants who are in similar situations, and I know that since the ban on rent evictions was ended, there are more and more people in the similar situation to the one that I am in. However, I think a lot of people don't know about their rights, so they don't always challenge it, or maybe they feel like it may be a lot of energy, or may not know how to challenge it.
So on September 12, you won the appeal, and the landlord was ordered to pay you $837 in compensation and expenses. Can you tell us a little bit about what are the next steps now? What are you working on?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the landlord has filed an appeal, and so this means that my case is going to be heard in small claims court, and it's essentially like a new trial. Where I'm going to have to present evidence again, and the landlord will also have to present evidence, and an adjudicator will make a decision as to whether I can stay in my home or not. And yeah, it's definitely a long process. One of the issues right now for me is around whether the hearing will be held in person or whether it's going to be virtual. I would like it to be held in person so that the media and the public can participate fully. The landlord is pushing for it to take place virtually, where I can only talk about, I guess, why they've stated they want it to take place virtually. They've said that it would ensure that that the hearing would be held kind of as soon as possible, and the expediency is of importance to the landlord, but I don't think that that should come at the cost of really a democratic right to be able to have your case heard in open court. And I think also this the reason why there's these hearings are taking place virtually is due to COVID-19 restrictions, but we see that there's really not any COVID restrictions currently in the province, so it doesn't make sense for me why these hearings are not taking place in person.
So what is your landlord filing this motion on behalf of? What is his reason?
So far I have only received really the notice that the appeal is going to be taking place. And they're stating that they feel that the decision made was erroneous. And that's all the information I have so far. I'm not sure if they're going to present new evidence, for example. But their argument is that there is a mold issue that requires significant repairs. However, from my perspective, they have really used different excuses in the past to try to get me to leave. Originally, they said there was an issue with high radon, and then they said that, oh, there were just renovations that needed to be done, and now they're stating that there's a significant mold issue. That's really what they're stating in terms of their case.
Have you experienced any community support during this whole process, or actually any community non-support for that matter? Like, have people reached out to you about this issue saying, hey, I've had similar stuff? Or?
Yeah, I would say that the community support has been quite strong in terms of really a lot of different ways. So I launched a fundraiser online through GoFundMe, where I asked community members if they could to make a contribution. And through that, I've raised over $2,500 towards my legal fees, which has been awesome to see people contributing what they can. Sometimes it's like $10 or $100, but really whatever people could contribute. And also, yeah, even people writing to me on social media or even stopping me in the street to say that they're watching the case and they're supporting. I have noticed recently that there are, it seems like there's a bit more trolling happening this time around than last time around. So that's something that I, that I'm seeing.
People on the side of the landlord, you mean? Or
yes.
Pretending to be on the side of the landlord, maybe?
Yep.
Okay, interesting.
Yep, exactly.
Have you since spoken with your landlord since last month, since all of this happened?
Mm-hmm. No, I have not directly spoken to the landlord since with a lot of these things that have been happening. I can't remember the last time we were in touch.
And let's talk about your current condition now. You say that you have no mail service, no internet. You said that there was some work that was finished, but it was left in like somewhat bad condition. Can you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the landlord has done a few changes with my home, including replacing my windows and doors. Originally, when they did this work, they left it not completed from the inside. Even when they replaced the door, there was like a gap of like, I think about an inch all around the door where they had replaced it. and I was worried that rodents would be able to get in. So when the Halifax HRM inspector came to inspect my home, to see the condition of my home, I did raise this as an issue, and the landlord was ordered to finish the work of putting siding around the windows and doors. However, when they did this recently, they kind of left around one of the windows like a wire hanging out, and like the wallpaper around it is torn, and it just does look unsightly, and I'm concerned about the safety around that. So that's one of the issues. There's no lighting around my home, so I'm also concerned about safety issues regarding that. And I don't have mail service or a mailbox at my home currently. It was almost 2 months that I did not have internet service because through their work, the landlord had cut and entirely removed the wires for my internet without giving me any notice. So that was quite difficult, considering that I work from home, to be able to deal with that. But yeah, the internet issue has been resolved recently, at least for the moment. It's okay.
And sorry, I know you said this at the beginning. I think you did. But how long have you been living there?
I've been living there for almost 5 years now.
5 years, okay. And this has only become an issue over the last year? Like, there were never inklings of it before, or?
When I moved in, I was shortly told that the property was up for sale. And there were people that were visiting the property. And I was concerned during this time, like, what might happen. But yeah, it wasn't until December 2021 that this new landlord came in. And even then, my old landlord said, oh, like, you know, our understanding is that the landlord's going to keep things as is. And yeah, whenever a new landlord comes in, they purchase, like, I understand that they purchase the contracts that are already in place. So my old lease was in effect. But yeah, still, they tried to get us to leave.
So I understand now you're trying to get this hearing in person. Is there a set date for the hearing, whether it's personal or virtual?
No, the hearing date hasn't yet been set.
Okay. And I guess my question is, I know we're not there yet, but what happens if he wins this court hearing? What does that mean for you and your status?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he wins, then yeah, that would be in his favor, a decision in his favor for myself to leave. But also through these proceedings, the adjudicator can make a decision as to how long a tenant has to remain. So they can rule that the tenant can remain in their home for up to 12 months.
Okay. 12 months, okay.
Mm-hmm. What has been the most challenging part of all this? I'm sure when you first moved into this apartment, you didn't have in mind that all of this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. What are you struggling with currently?
I think one of the challenges that I'm seeing is, I think people think that this is over, but it's not yet over. And yeah, I am, yeah, that's something that is a bit challenging. Like, I know a lot of people and myself were happy that I won originally. And I think, yeah, that is an important step. But yeah, there's still other additional work to be done. So yeah, that's something that comes to mind. Also, yeah, I think definitely, you know, it has an emotional impact in terms of like everything that has been happening and concerns around my safety in different ways, as I described, kind of different things, including being surveilled, including unsafe, like things that have been done around the home that don't contribute to my safety. other things that have happened, like having a sign put up by one of the workers of the landlord that says, like, stay the fuck out in, like, in the area that I normally, that's normally my entrance to the building. So, yeah, definitely, that definitely feels like, difficult to be living through that.
You just came home one day and they had a do not enter sign in front.
Yeah, it was like on the side of the building where normally I would use to enter that area to get to my unit, which is in the back. And yeah, in the evening time one night, one of the workers of the landlord put up the sign. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. Understand you hired a lawyer?
Yeah, I do have a lawyer on my case right now.
And what is his what does he think is going to happen with this case, or what are you discussing regarding next steps and how to fight this?
If you're even allowed to say any of this.
Of course.
Yeah. At this point, what we've been talking about is like how many witnesses we would call, who the witnesses are going to be, other evidence that may be introduced. What we've been focused are talking about, and in addition, around this question of whether it's going to be an in-person hearing or not, just our communications with the court regarding this and making a case for that. So that's where things are currently.
Well, thank you for coming, Stacey.
Thank you for coming. That was Stacey Gomez, and we will be keeping up with her in her case regarding her eviction. And
thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.